We fell for that one last time when Dougie promised it, but nobody is buying a buck a ride this time, Stephen Del Duca. Adjusted for inflation to a toonie a ride or even a toonie for a beer, we might believe that now in these days of runaway inflation. 4 years ago, we had hoped for a liter of gasoline for a loonie, but now they, our geo-politico masters, want at least a toonie for enough petrol to get you from the casino to the Eagle's Nest. It was not that long ago that I could buy a BC cucumber for a loonie, a nice Florida grapefruit for a toonie, two eggs, enough for a fried egg sandwich, for a loonie. I could divide a medium pizza into 8 pieces to keep the cost per slice at a loonie. The loaves of bread are getting shorter and they still want 2 toonies for a loaf. I am beginning to cringe when I look at my coffee maker first thing in the morning. By the time I add the cost of electricity and water to the K-Pod, I am getting close to a loonie for a cuppa. And I need that hit of caffeine to get the wheels turning. I slipped into the nostalgia trap the other day when I was shopping. I thought I would like to experience the treat of an Eggo, something we had as a tempting toaster treat when our son was young and a picky eater. I was shocked at the price, of course, but still, why not? The package contained 8 waffles for the princely sum of 2 toonies. Using mental math and thinking I would eat 2 at a time, this worked out to a loonie per meal. However, reading the fine print on the store shelf ticket, I could get 2 packages of Eggos for only $6 or 3 toonies. This brought the individual price down to 2 waffles for the amazing cost of 75 cents. What a deal, I thought, and then remembered that I likely did not have room in my freezer for the extra box of treats. Being a senior and living alone, the store was penalizing me for not buying more than I wanted or needed of an item. I began looking more closely at other prices to see how much I was paying for being a single shopper, or indeed, if I did not have the wherewithal to buy and store these 2 for less deals. Obviously, the store was making its margin on the 2 packages deal at $3 per box. They were also making more of a windfall on the sale of 1 package of Eggos, $3.99 each, than on the 2 for less deal. I felt that I was being exploited because I did not have a large freezer at home. Maybe exploited is too strong of a word. Try gouged. I could have and perhaps should have, after reading the ingredients, put the product back into the store freezer. However, I had some homemade maple syrup that my friends gave me that I wanted to try. What effect does this 2 for a lower price have on people who are on a tight budget? It is true that one will eventually eat the extra package of cereal, cookies, potato chips or sausages, but what if the money that is tied up in your cupboard or freezer is needed for something like the rent? Telling your landlord that you had spent your rent money because your food was on sale, if you bought 2 instead of 1, just won't cut it. There are times when my store actually does have a 2 for 1 sale, but these are usually loss leaders designed to get you into the store to buy those other more profitable items. Unfortunately, it seems most of these real deals are for things that the doc says I should avoid. Sort of like having a buck a ride when you have no bus service or a buck a beer when you only drink wine. I am beginning to wonder if my store owner wasn't a politician in a previous life. You know, hiding the true costs of something behind catchy slogans. Beer, buses, and 2 for $6 Eggos, just saying.